This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So a couple of things. I tweeted a bunch of thoughts on Strasburg yesterday, but I just wanted to look back at a couple of things about his legacy that I don't think get talked about a lot. You know, locally, Danny, we think of him as World Series hero.
Mm-hmm.
Nationally, I do think he has an important place forever in that he was the first super prospect in an industry that's now been created in an era where that's a thing. Like, Mark Pryor was the guy before him that was unbelievably hyped. But there was no Twitter or X. There was no video of every start. You couldn't watch minor league players. I watch every James Wood at bat now because I have it on TV at home on my MLB app. I watched Dylan Cruz yesterday play for Harrisburg. Like, you can do that. That was not a thing when Mark Pryor was coming up. Steven Strasburg, when he started pitching, that still wasn't quite to that extent, but you could follow all of his starts on Twitter, live tweeted, what's his velocity, what pitch did he just throw, did he get the guy out or not. He was the first super prospect in that era. I remember the first time I ever talked to him, he was at San Diego State, and he basically told me he had shown up on campus as a teenager who was a pudgy kid. He was actually heavy.
Mm-hmm.
He lost a bunch of weight, went from throwing 90 to throwing 100 under the tutelage of Tony Gwynn and that Aztec staff. I mentioned going to his first ever pro start. I was at Altoona, Pennsylvania, AA baseball in the Eastern League, April of 2010. There were two pitchers for the Pirates AA affiliate named Jared Hughes and Michael Crotta that were sitting next to me. I went right behind the screen and sat as close as I could. And after every pitch, I would bug them and I'd say, hey, what was the velocity? And they'd kind of turn their gun to me and 98, 99, 100, whatever it was. Or, you know, that was a slider. And they a couple times kind of marveled at, wow, okay. Because you're a veteran minor leaguer. You're like, sure. I'm sure this
Okay, buddy. Real excited.
But they were pretty blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody talks about the first ever game in Nats Park, and they should. But here is what that game meant to me. I'm a diehard Orioles fan, born and raised my whole life. At that point, it's 2010, and I am, 22 years old. And I remember I was on the beat early on. It was like my first or second year on the beat here at the Fan.
Yep.
CK sent me over there to do reports for LeVar and Dukes. They really didn't talk much Nats at all. That was pre they ever made the playoffs.
Yeah.
They didn't care much about the Nats. And we certainly weren't having reporters over at the ballpark. It was a huge deal. I got over there. Everyone in baseball was there. Bob Costas, Peter Gammons.
I mean, everybody, Grant. Everyone was doing the show from there. MLB Network was there. The whole deal.
It was the first time that had ever been the case where the whole sport descended upon the Navy Yard, pre-bars and restaurants, two-year-old ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just amazing. But I remember being there that night, and forget the 14 strikeouts and all of that. For me, I remember it was the first time, again, as a diehard Orioles fan, the Nats and D.C. baseball didn't exist growing up, where I had a little jealousy about D.C. baseball fans. I was like, wow, this is kind of cool. And the first time that was ever, I was prideful about baseball in my hometown, baseball in my city. Previously, I kind of viewed the Nats as like the Reds or the Brewers. They were just another team. I was an AL guy. The rules were still different. But that night, I was like, this is kind of awesome. This is my city. This is, you know, the ballpark in my town. This is the team that I could call my own. People actually care. They're not doing crosswords and wearing suits and talking about the deal they struck 2 hours earlier. Like, that was the first night where my paradigm, like, I was open to any kind of thought of, huh, baseball in D.C. could be cool. And that was a big deal for me. And then he pitched the way he did, obviously, which didn't surprise me. You know, you go through that World Series run and all he accomplished. But I said this on BLB with Toby Altizer. Strasburg cemented baseball, in my opinion, as something that would work in this city for me.
That's what it was.
I was still dubious and skeptical. And that night, which I still think rivals anything that happened in any October, any of the years after, in terms of energy in the ballpark, I will take the Strasburg debut night in energy, even with anything that happened in the Nats-Astros three World Series games. But he made the Nationals cool for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He then made the Nationals good soon thereafter for the first time. And then he won them a title. All those things. And for that reason, I put OV 1 and I put Strasburg 2 in terms of the most important, not best, but most important D.C. athletes in my lifetime. I'm 35 years old. He's number 2 for me.
The point that you made, I think, that I want to echo more than anything else is that baseball was going to work here. That was a glimpse, because they were dreadful. It was Nat Knowles, it was RFK, it was leftovers, it was Jose Vidro.
Burritos on people on accident.
Yeah, you know,
not
it was
top 10 every night.
My college teammate Mike O'Connor making double-digit starts. No, that's not what it's supposed to look like for a team that has aspirations of being great, with all due respect to my pal. No, it's not Tim Redding. It's not Odalis Perez. It's supposed to look like something else. And when Strauss had that epic debut, the whole place was electric, and you go, this is what it could be. It's not there yet, but this is what it could be. For me, a couple other extra memories I wanted to throw out there. Number one, what he did after his debut. It's lost. People have forgotten about it. His next several outings, 5+, 1 run. 7 innings, 1 run. 6 innings, 1 run. 8 strikeouts, 10 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts. Through his first, basically, month of being a big leaguer, or 2 months, really, he had an ERA of 2 even. He was unbelievable. It wasn't the one fluke start against a crappy Pirates team, because everyone always goes, yeah, the Pirates were terrible. They were awful. That doesn't mean anything. Well, okay. How about you go on the road and shove it against everybody?
Well,
how about you beat all comers?
Dumb anyway.
Well, you know what I mean.
Nobody debuts and punches out 14 over 7 innings. It doesn't happen.
Beating the Mets, beat the Giants, beat the everybody. It was unbelievable. The other one I point out to, and everyone's got the same set of memories I do, but that Cubs series, remember before the mold game, right? That early series, part of the series where they weren't hitting at all and they lost the games here at home. He took a no-hitter deep into the ballgame, gave up 0 earned runs, and struck out 10. And you just knew that they weren't going to hit. You knew they weren't hitting at all. And there he was. In years past, shoulders would have slumped. He would have gone, wah, wah, oh, woe is me. Meltdown would have happened. You know, the whole series would have been thrown into chaos. Instead, all he did was keep them right there with a chance. Now, of course, they couldn't take advantage, and they lost the game, and it was heartbreaking and infuriating and whatever, but he was unbelievable. Even before the mold game, he was 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, and 10 punchies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.